Father, we thank you this morning for the food that we're about to eat. We thank you this morning for the provision, and we want to commit our sister into your hands this morning. We ask that the Holy Spirit in this hour, Lord, and minister to her so that the words that she may put will come from you, and that the blind may see and the deaf may hear, and the lame will also walk. Lord, we pray for her that the Holy Spirit will come right now and give her utterance so that the words of her meditations of all our hearts will be acceptable to you. So we leave this place and we'll go out to celebrate the fruit of your word and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother William. You may now sit. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So I am thankful for the opportunity again, pastors, to share the word of God today. Our word for this month, International Month, we're coming to a new topic. And the topic is the continuing work of Jesus through the church. Okay? So our verse for today is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, which our brother William read before the beginning of our worship. So, but I am focusing only on one verse at this moment. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. May I ask media team to... Okay, so this is our verse for today. Shall we all read that together? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. I want everybody to read the verse. Okay, so let us read. 1, 2, 3, go. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Hallelujah. Our verse today is really beautiful, no? It's a very beautiful verse, okay? So when we came to the Lord Jesus Christ in the beginning, when we started to believe in Jesus, we became sons and daughters of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? We became sons and daughters. When we first believed in Jesus, we were called sons and daughters of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, sons and daughters of God. Jesus is our elder brother. And God the Father is our Father. Okay? So that when we pray, we don't say, Father God, Jesus. No. Father God is different from our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is our elder brother. Okay, so in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, it says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ. So when we start believing in Jesus, we became children of God. Okay, as children of God, we have to grow, right? We should not stay baby. We should grow, mature. Okay, so physically, we have to grow. From infancy to adulthood. Now, when we were infant, our mother gives us food. Now, we cry, and then mom will bring us the milk. But as we grow, no, we don't need milk anymore. We eat the meat until we come to adulthood. You know? And also, at home, you cannot give task to our baby kids at home. Yeah? We cannot say to our baby, one-year-old baby, you go to the kitchen and cook. We have to wait for the baby to grow. Spiritually, it's the same. We have to grow spiritually. Okay? Spiritually, we also have to grow. Spiritually, we also need to grow. According to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 to 3, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word. Why? So that we will grow. So this verse is telling us, we should not stay babes, okay? We should grow in our spiritual life, okay? So that in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 says, so let's press on to maturity. Can you just tell the person beside you, let's press on to maturity. Let's not stay babes, okay? We need to grow spiritually. Otherwise, we will be immature and we will be useless in the work of God. We should all grow. Okay? The Word of God says, let's press on to maturity. So, who are supposed to press on? Who are supposed to be mature? You and me. Tell the person beside you, you and me. Come on. tell the person beside you, you and me, we need to grow. We need to be mature. Amen? As an individual, we have to be matured so that we can be trusted with the work of God as a church. Who are the church? It is us. Who will work in the church? It's not only Pastor Joshua or our pastors here, or Brother Muhindo and Brother Jeremiah. We are all supposed to work in this church, not only the leaders of this church. But how can we be trusted with the work of the Lord when we do not mature? Only matured can be given task. Amen? Is that correct? Amen. So when you are 20 years old in the faith, you should not be crawling. You should be standing and doing the work of God. Amen? Okay, so 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and 9. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house. So you, individually, all of us, we are living stone. We are being built up to be a holy temple, to be a church. So that's why we are all here. We are the church. Not this building, but we are the church. Okay? And verse 9, you are chosen generation. You are chosen generation. You were handpicked by God. In Goma, how many people are here, Pastor? How many population? 2 million. Among the 2 million people, you were handpicked by God. Tell the person beside you, you were chosen. You were chosen. You were specially picked by God among these people here in Goma. Amen? Is that not so nice to hear that I am chosen? You are predestined to be in this church, to work for the Lord. You are not just sitting there for decoration. You have a purpose. We all have a purpose. Why am I am here in Goma? I'm supposed to be in the Philippines. Why I am here in Goma? Because I am chosen by God for a purpose. And you also. A royal priesthood. God says that you are a priest. You are not just an ordinary person. When you declare in heaven, when you declare words on earth, it is done in heaven. Because you are a royal priesthood. When you pray, things happen. Because you are a royal priesthood. Have you seen this picture here? I saw it in Facebook. No? In class, according to Facebook, the teacher was working on the board and when he turned to his class, this is what he saw. One of the students were saying, I have headache. And so two of the students stand up and prayed over him. And that is also you. We should not be calling pastors, Pastor Joshua or whoever leaders in this church, to come and pray for the sick in the house. We have to pray because we are priests. We are royal. We are royal priesthood. Okay? So when we declare words, it happens. When we pray, healing comes. Amen? Do you believe me? Huh? Oh, please tell the person beside you, believe it. It's in the word. Amen? Yes. When you pray, things happen because you are a royal priesthood. Amen? A holy nation. We are a holy nation. We're consecrated. We are cleansed. We are bought by the blood of Jesus. We are holy. We are different from other people. Amen? Next slide. We are special. His own special people. Tell the person beside you, you are special. You are special. Hallelujah. God said, you are mine. God said, you are my possession. God said, you are my treasure. God said, you are mine. The special people. So please, don't be so depressed with what situation you have. Say to yourself, I am special. I am owned by God. Amen? For it is true. The eyes of heaven are on you because you are loved by God, by the Heavenly Father, the Almighty God, the Abba Father. He loves you. You are special. We are special. Amen? But that is those things are not just there for decorations. There is a purpose why God called you, his own special child, called you royal priesthood, called you chosen generation. There is a purpose for that. And what is that? To proclaim his praises, to proclaim the goodness of God, to proclaim the work of God, to do the work of God. Amen? So now, have you already internalized it that you are a chosen generation? Do you believe it already that you are a chosen generation? I cannot see your faces. You should convince yourself. I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. I am a special person because God called me to proclaim His praises. Amen? Yes, that's what the Lord is saying. So, according to John chapter 14, verse 12, can we all read together? 1, 2, 3, go. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than this he will do, because I go to my Father. So do you believe that Jesus is already there in the Father? Yes, seated at the right hand of the Father. That is what we're claiming. We're proclaiming every Sunday. No? And if you believe that it is true that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, then you can do the works of what Jesus are doing. Amen? And even the Word of God says greater than what Jesus did. Hallelujah. Amen? Have you done already greater things in your life since you believe in Jesus? I want a head up. Have you done greater things since you believe in Jesus? Oh, amen, 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 amen. I need head up. Hallelujah. Yes. Because it's really true that we can do greater things. Because Jesus is seated in the right hand of the Father. Amen? What are the work of Jesus when he was here on earth? Teaching, preaching, performing miracles, stopping the storm, stopping the rain, calming the storm. Amen? What else? Performing miracles. Things that is happening in the world, even the natural things that is happening in the world, you can stop them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen? Healing the sick, give hope to the hopeless, comfort all those who are mourning. That is all recorded in Isaiah chapter 6, 61, verses 1 to 3. And this is a good news. The good news, my brothers and sisters, you can do them also. Amen? As a church, we can do them also. How are we going to do this? An example of this is the life of Stephen. Stephen was persecuted. He was murdered. He was martyred because of his faith in Jesus, because of the work that he has been doing. He has been doing the work of Jesus, and he was persecuted, but still he was happy doing it. Amen? But why? What was the secret? Being full of the Holy Spirit. So what is the secret of doing the work of God? It's the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know if you believe. Do you believe me? Yes. No? We can do all things. We can all do all these things. Because the Holy Spirit is in us. The Holy Spirit is the power of God in us. Amen? So when we stand up and claim the authority of Jesus, amen? And saying that I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. I'm a special person. And so when I declare, things happen. Amen? Because of the Holy Spirit in me. Amen? So, can you just go back again, please? I still have time. I just wanted to give my testimony. My testimony regarding performing miracles. All my testimonies are my own testimony. It happened to me. In 2012, I was in New Jersey, December 2012. So I'm supposed to go home because I received the offer to work with MONUSCO. So when I was in New Jersey, on that I'm supposed to travel the next day. But night before my travel, there was an announcement that there will be a snowstorm. A very strong storm that is coming night before my travel. So people were telling, oh, you have to cancel your flight. No, everybody should. There will be no flight tomorrow because of the storm. Because the snow will be up to the chest like this. That was the prediction of the weather forecast in New Jersey. So I said, Lord, please tell me, should I cancel my flight or should I continue with my flight? So everyone was calling me, no, cancel your flight. I said, I'm sorry, but that I did not receive that instruction from the Lord. I was in prayer and I was reading my word. There was no confirmation that I should cancel my flight. And so therefore, I will continue with my flight. And so therefore, on that night, I was on my knees and I was declaring, in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the name of Jesus, storm, stop, 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 don't come. The morning came. The snow is up to the knee, not up to the chest. Amen. There were storms, but the snow was not that high up to the chest as they predicted. And so in the morning when I wake up, I said, Lord, thank you. I will continue. I will go and I will go from New Jersey to New York to fly back to the Philippines. So, but everybody was just worried. And the person whom I asked to drop me to the airport declined, rejected my request. He said, no, because the street will be so slippery because of the storm. So he said, okay, that's all right. I said, Lord, your daughter is supposed to go to the airport by this time and I don't have a ride. So Lord, what should I do? So a friend of mine said, you call the airport taxi. So I called the airport. Airport taxi, can you please arrange for me for pick up from 10 o'clock because I have to go to travel. My brothers and sisters, exactly at 10 o'clock, a limousine came to my house. Limousine, imagine. Hallelujah! I am a royal priesthood. I am a daughter of the living God. Limousine came to pick me up from my home and dropped me off to the airport in New York. That is how we are who we are. We are a royal priesthood. When we declare, it happens. Amen? Amen. One more thing. I wanted to give this another testimony. I'm sorry, my brother. I still have time. Yes. One more testimony before my conclusion. When I was in Uganda, we were handling a house church. One of the members of our church was saying that her sister-in-law is blind because of cancer. So I said, okay, bring your sister-in-law. The sister-in-law came to our house. We prayed as a church. After a month, he says, I can see now. I can see a little bit of things. You know what happened to her? She has cancer in the temporal area of her brain. And that cancer, that tumor, is pressing down the optic nerve so that she cannot see. So she has a little child. The child is like 4 months old. Okay? So we prayed over her. She came every Sunday, every Wednesday when we have our prayer meeting. We continuously thank the Lord for the healing. So we can, even though we cannot see it yet, she still cannot see. But after a month, she was telling me, Mama, I can see you. Really? I said, can you read this one? Can you read this verse? And she read the verse. And so we were rejoicing. Hallelujah. And one day she came because I usually send taxi to pick her to come to the church. And one day she came to my house, knocking in the door, bringing her child like this. I was surprised. I said, how did you come? I did not send a taxi. No, Mama, I can see. I can already come with Boda Boda. So she was totally healed. She went to the doctor. The doctor says, I don't know what happened to you, but continue what you are doing because I cannot see anymore the cancer. That is who we are. We can heal the sick. We can proclaim liberty to the captives. Amen? Praise God. I hope you're happy with my testimony. The next verse, the next slides, please. In conclusion, it is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we can do all these things. According to Zechariah 4, verse 6, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. My last verse for everyone, Romans 8, verse 19. For all creation is waiting eagerly for the future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Say to the person beside you, you are the child of God. You are the child of God. You are the child of God. You can do this. And greater things you can do, you can do. Tell the person beside you, greater things you can do. Amen? Imagine the mountains, the trees, everything on earth is waiting for the revelation of you, children of God, who performs miracle. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you for the preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen.